What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. Hey, my friends, before we get into today's episode, in talking with so many of my students and you all in my audience over the past week or so about how you're handling these turbulent and uncertain times that we're in, it's super clear that we need each other, right? Not to state the obvious, but we so need each other right now. We need group connection and support. We need mentorship and guidance. We need leadership. We need a 90-day plan in our business. We need innovative ideas for how to maybe pivot our offer or our messaging. We need coaching in the process. And so I thought a lot about this and how I can best serve you all. And to serve that purpose and to serve those needs right now and meet those needs, I've created an 8-week program called the Strategy Sessions. For those of you who need to huddle together to create an action plan for your business and act as powerful leaders in the midst of this increased uncertainty that we're living in right now, it's 8 weeks of weekly group classes and group coaching and a members-only Facebook group. And it's designed with you and your business right now in mind, okay? Throughout the 8 weeks, topics are going to include things like managing your CEO mindset right now, creating a 90-day plan for your business growth, planning for productivity, how to pivot your messaging and your offer fast, how to navigate crisis and the money chaos that we're in today, email copy that sells with service and sells with love, and a whole lot more during these 8 weeks. In addition to my self-coaching, you're also going to be learning from guest experts who will also be teaching these classes throughout the 8 weeks. Okay. I'm really excited about this new program. You can go to rickmulready.com/strategy sessions. Again, it's rickmulready.com/strategy sessions to register for this new 8-week group coaching program. And it's available to the first 50 people. So if you want to jump in and be in part of this new program, go to rickmulready.com/strategy sessions. Okay, let's jump into today's quick tip. Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. All right. What's up, my friends? Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in today to another quick tip episode here on the show. We're getting back to, well, at least for today anyway, getting back to a normal, quote-unquote, length of these quick tip episodes. And as you know, if you've been listening for a long time, or maybe you don't, maybe this is your first time here, welcome, my friend. On these quick tip episodes, this is where I share a tip or a strategy that can help you grow your online business so that you can have a bigger impact. You can lead with service and value, and in the process, increase your revenue. And yes, it is absolutely okay to be growing your business and increasing your revenue right now during these uncertain times that we are in. Now, that's another topic, actually, that I'll cover on another quick tip episodes coming up here. This whole feeling of guilt around having a successful business right now, because this is a topic that's come up a lot, especially in my accelerator coaching and mastermind, that people are feeling guilt around, you know, having great sales months right now. So I'll talk about that in an upcoming episode. Today, I want to talk more about leadership, and leadership is something I have been talking quite a bit about here on the show recently. Never before, right, has leadership been more important. With so much uncertainty and turbulence going on right now, people are looking to you to be the leader that you are, whether that's your spouse, whether that's your family, whether that's your kids, your team, your audience, your customers, etc. They're all looking to you to be the leader that you are, because they all want to feel safe. They all want to feel inspired and be shown what's possible, right? Learning how to be a leader as a process. Because I hear from, and this is something that has been on my mind for years, right? How do I become a better leader? Well, it's a process. It's not something that you read in a book and then boom, you're a leader, right? I have a ton of leadership books, which are awesome. You can learn a ton from, but it's not until you actually put things into action and learn along the way that you become better at something. And frankly, it's a lifelong process, right? And the ironic thing is that quote unquote outward leadership, meaning, again, being that leader for your family, for your kids, for your team, for your audience, your customers, etc., starts with becoming your own leader, becoming the leader of yourself, and slowly changing your daily habits that don't serve you, right? And just starting with the easy options and then moving towards the hard ones, right? James Clear talks a lot about this in his book, Atomic Habits. Starting slowly, the things that you want to change in your day, in your daily habits that are not serving you. And this is one way to become a better leader, as you start with yourself, focusing on yourself first. So for example, for me, I've been really struggling lately with hitting the snooze button. I don't know about you, but I don't know. I used to wake up no problem, like no alarm necessary. But then again, of course, I had my baby daughter. And also, like, the time change, you know, and the daylight savings just throws, But anyway, I have been struggling with hitting the snooze button lately. And I know that it may seem like a small thing, but leadership for me means not hitting that snooze button and jumping into starting my day. And I'm working on that. When that comes up for me, when the alarm goes off, it's like, all right, let's do this. Because I feel that's one thing for me that I've identified, that leadership for me means not hitting that snooze button and jumping into it. There's actually a lot of science and psychology behind not hitting the snooze button. I've read a lot about that recently as well. And another example of all this is of leadership for yourself is not blaming others and the circumstances each time that you're faced with a challenge. Right? Leaders take responsibility and ownership over everything. We talked a lot about this on the podcast, 100% responsibility. That is how you show up as a leader for yourself. We don't blame other people. We don't blame other circumstances when things aren't, quote unquote, going our way. Leaders take responsibility and ownership over everything. And as things come up, you get to decide what meaning that you give your thoughts, because we really can't really control our thoughts, but we can control the meaning that we give to them. And that's another form of leadership. Okay. So whether you realize it or not, you are in a leadership position in some way, whether it's in your family or in your business. Now you might be like, well, yeah, I'm a leader, but how do you improve your leadership skills? It starts with you, my friend, leading yourself first. Yes, read books. Yes, I'm not saying don't read books. I'm saying you can't become a better leader simply by reading a book. You have to. It's a process, but it starts with yourself first before you can show up as a leader outwardly, if you will, to other people. So lead yourself first. Take control of your happiness. Take control of your attitude. Right? Take control of the feelings that you give to your thoughts. Take good self-care for yourself, like exercise, meditate, read, whatever that looks like for you, go on walks. You've got to do that. That's part of your self-leadership, right? One example for me where, again, I'm very much a work in progress is taking control of my brain. My brain does not stop. It's always thinking stuff. from the moment I wake up to the moment I go to sleep. And even when I'm sleeping too, it's always thinking stuff. And I've learned, and I'm still always looking to improve to try and catch how I'm interpreting my thoughts. I'm getting better at being able to recognize when something doesn't serve me and not be so hard on myself for reacting to my thoughts. But again, it's a work in progress. This is a form of self-leadership for myself, because I know, again, when I'm focusing on becoming the leader that I am for myself first, then I can become a better leader for other people like all of you in my life, right? It's funny how showing up as a leader for others starts with leading yourself first, right? I appreciate you, my friends. Have an amazing week, and I'll talk to you very soon.
Don't forget to head down to the show notes below and register for the Platform and Profit Summit that starts May 1st, this Wednesday, where you're going to hear just practical advice that's working right now, this year in 2024, not in years past, right? Like how to build a 90-day evergreen funnel that actually works. Presented by Corinne Crabtree. Heard of her? How about minimalist marketing? How to get more eyes on your business by doing less? Or what about 5 simple website fixes to get more clients? I'm not going to read through all of these good talks and strategy sessions, but what you got to take away is this is not theory. It's what's working in people's business. These experts that are speaking, they're sharing the good stuff, behind the scenes stuff. And, you know, I'll be speaking there too on a panel about how to position yourself and your business for more connections and collaborations, because really it's partnering and collaborating with people that brings authority, that brings in steady revenue and profit into my business. So I want you guys to learn and take away strategies and tips and tricks and real systems that you can put to work in your business right now. That link is in the show notes below. Sign up is 100% free, but it does start May 1st. That's in a couple days from now, and I'll see you there. Take care. Bye.